And as you begin to listen to my voice, you can settle into your chair so that you become as comfortable as you can be, so that your muscles begin to relax from your head to your toe. And you can just pay attention to my voice and to the feelings in your body, noticing areas of tension or relaxation, noticing what areas are uncomfortable without pain or without worry. Just let them be. Just notice. And you can spend a little time or a lot of time scanning through your body and noticing your breathing and noticing your posture and noticing the way your muscles settle comfortably and noticing what you are noticing. And you may go into a trance now, or you may wait and listen as my voice leads you step by step deeper into yourself, into your awareness of yourself, so that you drop through your awareness of your face and the back of your neck and your shoulders, and you drop through your awareness of your breathing and your chest, of your stomach and your spine, of your hips and your legs. And as you drop down into that awareness, you drop down even further, noticing the mind that notices, exploring inside, going deep into memory. And as you survey all those memories and experiences stored deep in the mind, you can choose only those experiences where you were clear and focused, where you were learning and bright, and your skills were developing. And you can pick one of those experiences now, and I can have you look around, and you can notice where you are and when you are, what you see and what you hear, what you tell yourself in this experience of being bright and focused, in this experience of learning and being competent. And you can notice that this experience, being bright and focused, of knowing what you need to know, of reaching for new information with intensity and pulling it into you, is already your experience, and that you can access this experience. And I want you to become incredibly curious about how it feels to be learning so quickly, and curious about what is happening in your breathing and your posture, where your mind is moving and how quickly it is moving. And I want you to notice that in this state, your mind is so quick to see the pattern, to pull the one piece of information that will bring back the whole pattern, to store that information exactly where it needs to be stored so that you will be able to access it precisely when you need to access it. I want you to drop down now into another experience of learning quickly. An experience when you learn something all at once that stayed with you for a long, long time. An experience when you learn something useful that you have recalled many times over. And I want you to drop into this experience, and in this experience, I want you to be curious. Curious about what is going on in your body and your mind. What is going on in your senses. And I want you to heighten that sensory awareness so that it is easily accessible to you, so that you can study what you are studying, so that you can study the way your senses study, the way they move effortlessly through multiple layers of information to find precisely the detail that will become the anchor. And I want you to grab that anchor, pick it up and weigh it and notice it and hold it and store it so that it will become easily accessible whenever you need all of this learning. And as you take a deep breath, you can drop deeper to a place of quiet. And in this place of quiet, this library of your mind, you are storing and integrating. And I want you to notice the deep and restful silence in this place, so that the only sound is the sound of my voice. I want you to notice that it is calm, that it is peaceful, and that all the work that needs to be done here goes on without sound, without strain, without words, so that you are in this deep core of learning, this deep center, where information is stored and retrieved and stored again. And it all happens quickly and smoothly, without fuss, without sound. And in this place, I want you to notice that you stop noticing. There is only the calm of storing and retrieving, silence in your mind and silence in your body. And that in this core of silence, your deepest learning occurs and becomes set. And because it is a place of such unshakable quiet, you know that what is here will be here. And you can observe as information moves from this place to other places, places where there is noise and activity, places in your mind where you are retrieving and acting and integrating. And I want you to observe without words how easily the information slides up and down from this deep center, where information is stored without words, and yet moves effortlessly up into the world as it needs to move up. And when you are ready, you can slide with some of that information up another level. Become aware of the deep, deep connection there is between this level of noise and light, this level of stimulation, this level of questions and answers, and that deep core. And you can find within yourself the memory of that core, and in this place of light and question of examination, and take a breath and let your mind drop down to that place of silence and calm. Let it locate what it needs and pull it up effortlessly so that it appears to you sharp focus in this world of light and edges. And you can practice for as long as you need to practice so that you notice, so that you learn this relationship between the deep, still core of calm, where all your learning is safely held, in this level of excitement and movement, of questions and answers, of examination and probing and testing. And you can notice that every time you take a deep breath and drop into the stillness, the answer comes to you and comes up with you back into the world, where you turn it into words and make use of it. And you can notice too that when you are finished with a piece of information, you can breathe, and as your breath drops, information drops into that deep, silent, safe library. And in that deep, silent, safe place, that information will effortlessly move into the place appointed for it, so that it is available when you need it again. And when you have noticed with curiosity, with hope. How easily information moves between the still core and the bright, noisy levels. And you can climb up even further so that you begin to climb all the way back up into your body, up into your head, aware of how you are sitting, how you are breathing, aware of the pictures you are making in your mind and the sound of my voice. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes and look at the page and know that in this bright and complicated world where you are pulled in so many different directions, you can effortlessly pull out the information you need. And with each breath, you can let it drop deep into that still, calm place, ready for you to retrieve it when you need it. You can come back.